Well, my name is Andrew. I'm the market research person for this meeting and this project for creating this new remote control. And yeah, I'll be presenting information and statistics on what people want to get from this new design, what people want to be able to like and from a fashion point of view and a practicality point of view. Badger. It's got nice contrast, the black and the white, and I feel they're an underdog kind of status, and make mobile phones and TV remotes to make TV remotes. And Yeah. Think a lot of the time, remotes that come with TV players and sorry, TVs and DVD players, like they aren't like an area that's put a lot of effort into. They're very boring, very plain. I think it's very like making a stylish remote control would be a very like easily put us one step ahead of the current competition. Something that doesn't look like a remote control. To be honest, something that looks like something that makes you think, oh, what's this? Like this pen doesn't really look like a pen, but it makes you think, so sorry if that's a bit vague. Well, I suppose that's up to the marketing to make people aware of the product.
Experience which look nice but aren't particularly comfortable. Any thoughts about buttons or flat screens or
Well, from the mouse idea, you could, like a kind of classic remote is the piece of plastic with the big rubber buttons sticking out of it, which you press. Whereas if you want from the mouse point of view, it could be all be flat. And the buttons are very kind of almost subtle, that instead of being raised out of the device, that you push into the device, you see, like a mouse button. That's what it's, yeah. Easily, yeah. Yeah, I dig it. Especially if we try to sell 2 million of them. Oh, sorry, 4 million of them. But I think if we market is not as not well. This you can either market it to the point of view, or we could have the two. We could have parallel market schemes where we've got one where it appeals to people that want to have the new device that looks cool, it's fashionable. And like you just it's like a it's one rather than a want rather than kind of a need relationship with the device, but that might concern the actual what the device is for and the nature. Some people might not like respond to having a device that they just looks nice, therefore they want it. So if we make it practical at the same time, I think it's a grab to appeal to people that want a device that can enhance their living room, but also a device that is practically sound. So I don't know, we'll have to decide which angle we're going to go to, or both. Are you seeing? Well, we could do the market together. You buy, you get remote control in a set color, or with, like, you buy it with several, like, you get the faceplates with it when you buy it, or it's a separate thing. I'm maybe thinking that it's, considering the nature of the device, maybe a second thing, like a second campaign to market new facials for your 2 year old might go a bit astray, since it is the kind of thing where you generally get one and then forget about it, unless we're trying to. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah, true.